on Hard Facts. I don't just bring you the news, I bring you the newsmakers.
Consul General of the U.S. Consul General in Lagos, giving her first ever interview in Nigeria, Claire Pierangelo.
They come to me because they know Lagos is listening.
I love the way you engage Nigeria, especially with people who are here to make it Nigeria. They still be among Nigeria than you are.
We talk to the newsmakers.
The Special Assistant to the President on Digital and New Media, Tolu Ogunlesi. Frank Mba has just walked into the studio. Yawande Sadiku. Yawande is the Executive Secretary of NIPC, the Nigeria Investment Promotion Council. The Senior Special Assistant to President Muhammadu Buhari on Public Affairs, Mr. Ajuri Ngelale.
We talk to captains of industry.
She's the founder and CEO of Tomato Joss, one of Nigeria's biggest agro-industrial businesses. Her name is Mira Mehta. He's been selected for Forbes 30 Under 30. His name is Eniolua Aboyeji.
We talk to the experts.
He's the chief economist at Business Day. He's a big friend of the show, Don Sobikli.
He's the head of the Department of Molecular Biology and Biotechnology at the Nigerian Institute of Medical Research, NIMR. Dr. Bamidele Walofo.
And we talk to you.
I found Mr. Usman through Hard Facts. He's a listener. He sent us a WhatsApp message when we were talking about the scanners at the ports.
Give me your afternoon and I'll give you the answers.
And people here, Shakumaku, everyone. It's a lovely Tuesday afternoon in the city of Lagos. The sun is out on 99.3 Nigeria Info, and you're welcome to Hard Facts. And we are going to have a great show. I'm Awoko Obo. And you know the way we do it between now and 4 p.m. We are going to have the big three, the stories we're following. And we'd love to hear what you have to say about any of those stories. And then between 4 and 5, we'll have a Community U Report. Chukwudi will be in, following a story which we are going to get your feedback. There's a deadline which happens at the end of this month, which is the physical voter registration going on across the country. And we've been hearing reports, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So would want to find out how the registration has been going on for people who are yet to register at the INEC outpost in the local government council. So Chukwudi will be speaking with you between 4 and 5. And then at 5 p.m., our road to 2023 will take us to the African Democratic Congress. The party now has its candidate, and we'll be speaking with the candidate of the ADC. That is the presidential candidate, Dumebi Kachukwu. And it's interesting to hear what he has to say about a number of things and why and how he emerged as the party's candidate. The parties also have another deadline, which we'll talk about on Big Three, which is the submission of names. So they have until the 17th to submit those names. Most of the parties don't yet have their presidential, vice presidential candidates, or what you also call their running mates yet. So would love to hear and find out why that hasn't happened for a majority of the party. So we look forward to seeing how that plays out. So, if you are ready, then we are ready to go through the big three on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the big three.
The big three
on Hard Facts
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, and our first story on the Big Three, it's a continuation of this morning. And in case you don't know what today is being observed as globally, which Nigeria is also included in that list, let me remind you.
On World Blood Donor Day, we highlight the life-saving power of blood transfusions. voluntary blood donors come from all walks of life, but they have one thing in common. They give of themselves to others, people they don't even know. Blood donations are a lifeline in emergencies, disasters, humanitarian crisis, and for people who need regular transfusions. Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, blood donors have continued to give. In so doing, they have provided an essential service to their communities and a safeguard for patients and health systems. And yet, around the world, many communities do not have access to safe blood. Women and children are the most at risk. So please, give blood if you can, and give regularly. And to the millions of blood donors around the world, thank you. You're literally lifesavers.
All right, Dr. Theodoros Ghebreyesus, who's the head of the World Health Organization. So are you one of those millions who are regularly saving lives? It's a continuation of the conversation this morning. I hope you did enjoy and were greatly informed by Dr. Abai or me. I hope it's Dr. Abai. Did I get it right? Yeah. Who was here this morning on Morning Crossfire with Sheriff. And it was a very, very informative discussion with him. An eye-opener on many of the things that we should know. We're way off the mark. 20 out of every 1,000 people globally is the standard for donation. We're not even up to 1 out of 1,000 yet who regularly donate blood. That's why we have such a huge deficit in our blood banks. So, please make sure you regularly donate blood. You don't have to wait until it's crunch time before you donate blood. You can go on our webpage on YouTube as well as on Facebook to watch that interview. So support the global awareness on the need for safe blood and blood products for transfusion. We need to make those contributions, voluntary contributions, on paid blood donors made to national health system. And just like he said, just to reiterate, you can be between the ages of 18 and 65 to donate blood. And that's healthy enough for you to make that donation. There are countries in the world, not of Nigeria's population, that regular donation of blood has continued and the numbers continue to rise. So please, this acute blood shortage in Nigeria requires a boost. We need to increase the numbers of people who are regularly donating blood. So that's the first story today. Tell me what you're doing about this. Are you regularly donating blood to save the lives of people? Remember, you can always join the conversation on WhatsApp also too. It's 0809-597-5805. Again, 0809-597-5805. And then on our social media platforms, on Twitter, Instagram, is at Nigeria Info FM. And then you can also follow us there, as well as talk to me at Arogo Obo on my social media platforms too. As we speak, there are meetings happening, and I talked earlier on about this quagmire that the parties have found themselves in the choice of the running mate. I know it's up for debate. Does the running mate really matter in a presidential election? I'm trying to think about when we ever had that as a factor in who became the president of the country. Oftentimes people have looked the other way and not bothered who the vice president is. But this time around, identity politics is playing such a huge role. As we speak, the president is meeting with the governors of the All Progressives Congress, and there are speculations that meeting is to decide who becomes the vice presidential candidate, to Bola Ahmed Tinubu, who, by the way, is in Ekiti State. We're keeping our eyes on the elections, the governorship election in Ekiti State, where Governor Kayode Fayemi has served his term, and he's statute barred. He can go for a second, another term in office, having already done 4 years in office. The same dilemma faces the People's Democratic Party and several other parties where the running mates have not yet been decided. The Labour Party of Peter Obi seems to want to take it on a regional basis. But come to think of it, when Peter Obi was here a couple of weeks ago, he was asked a question about who his vice president should be. And he was very emphatic in saying that it will go to a woman. And what I wonder if those suggestions by Peter Obi still hold water, haven't moved from the PDP. Would love to also know what you think about the vice presidential candidate for the parties, and talk to us about the factors you think will play a huge role in deciding who the vice presidential candidates or running mate for the standard bearers of the parties should be, and whether you think, very importantly also, to it really matters who the vice presidential candidates are. And so we'll talk about all of that. Muslim, Christian, all of those permutations that people have been throwing in the block, in the mix, since we began the conversations. Well, sort of also began even with discussions around the emergence of the presidential candidate. So we are going to look at that. That's a very big talking point for us, where all the parties stand. Interesting messages I'm seeing here on WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. Again, 0809-597-5805. I knew Ken will bring this story to me. So our third story. Okay, before I go on to the third story, I think we can go to the phone lines and hear what you think about our big three already. World Blood Donor Day. Are you part of those who are saving lives through the donation of blood? Or are you all one of those who are skeptical about the donation, about donating blood? Well, looks okay. Like we have someone on the line already. Hello and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Mr. Ho, good afternoon.
Yeah, great to have you join us. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
My name is Joseph. I'm calling from Ebuti Metta.
All right, Joseph, go ahead and let's hear what you have to say.
For the blood donor thing, I think I've done it before.
Ah.
That was several years ago. I would still love to do, but I don't know the way to go about it then. You know, we have to do tests to ascertain that we actually can donate in terms of the quantity of blood we have in our system,
right,
and the quality, so that we don't begin to transmit disease from one person to the other. But if they could announce the various centers and places and how it can be done, where you can do the test before the donation can be done, I believe many people want to donate. That's on a blood donation. Hello?
Yeah, Joseph, I wish you go ahead.
Okay, then on the vice presidential candidate, I think two, religion and the religion. For the, when you look at the candidate, most especially the front liners, in terms of APC of Bola Tinubu and PDP of Alhaji Atiku Abubakar.
Right.
Alhaji Atiku Abubakar is from the northeast. So let's take it that he has his region and he's a Muslim. His best bet would be to take a south-south person. If he go for southeast, most likely most of the elections in southeast, the candidates will share the various states in southeast. So to be a disadvantage for him going to southeast. For Alhaji, maybe for Senator Bola Ahmed Tinubu.
Yeah, right, Joseph, quickly.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's from Southwest. His best bet would be the Middle Belt, so that he could have a Southwest and Middle Belt region as a second. Then the battleground will now move to the Northwest. So I want to believe Ibuari will be sincere to him and support him with that.
Right.
It will be easier for Tinubu to win the election. But if you go Northeast, as some people are suggesting, for him to go and pick a Muslim there, he can never beat Atiku in his home, no matter.
Yeah, Joseph. All right. Thank you very much. And your point made. Joseph the Pundit, and going through different scenarios on what I should, I mean, I loved your analysis. We'll get back to the phone lines. And don't forget, female callers, the line 01465-7190. Again, 01465-7190. Chike from Akute writes on WhatsApp, it says, Shaku Maku Makushi to you. Majority of Nigerians can barely feed. So where's the blood? The situation in the country is pathetic. As for running mates, PDP and APC have failed us, and I hope they make the wrong choice for the sake of long suffering Nigerians. You can't beat the joke there. But Chike, you don't have to. You just have to eat well, right? And then your body weight not less than 50 kg, and most adults are more than 50 kg. So there's the majority of Nigerians can still donate blood, even with the perception that people are suffering, and that suffering is just in the mind. It won't stop you from donating blood. So back to the phone lines. Hello and good afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Great to have you join us.
Shaku Maku.
Hey, Makushi.
Yala.
Uh-huh.
For me, PDP is a national party. For me, I'm speaking for myself. Before, are you with me?
Which you go ahead, Christopher. Uh-huh.
So for the vice, I think they should go to the east. South have gotten their own share from PDP. Southeast is always there for them now. So I'm suggesting this guy, Emeka Ihedioha, to be the vice, not this Ifeanyi Okowa and the other guy from Rivers. Like I said, South have gotten their own share. So let Emeka Ihedioha run with Atiku. Atiku will use 4 years, then Emeka will step in. From there, the Igbos can get their own presidency.
Walked this out already.
I'm telling you, let them do that. Because enough of all this, they don't know how to play politics. Igbos don't like them. No. If they don't know how to play politics, the other two regions that know how to play, for the sake of love and oneness and unity, maybe we'll say we're on Nigeria. Why not assist them and get this? Somebody will say, hey, power is not given a lakata. No. So I think we'll choose a Mekei Hedioha. You use 4 years, then you push out Mekei Hedioha for president. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Christopher, with your analysis. This is a message from Olusoga Ajayi, who says, Muslim ticket is not acceptable by all. I think APC should look inward and appoint a Christian candidate as vice president. Gone are the days when it does not matter, but in this current Nigeria, it matters a lot. Olusoga Ajayi from Odonla Ikorodu. Well, in truth, it's actually always mattered. I don't remember any president we've had. Well, we've even had the two parties, save for 1993. It's always mattered. I think the thinking actually is that in future, this shouldn't matter. But if you trace from 1999 till date, we've always had the Muslim Christian, formula. So just to point that clarification to you there. I did my PVC transfer from Lagos to Ogun since last year, July. I went to my local government area, Obafemi Owode local government area. I was told that card transfer is not ready for pickup. I need my PVC, Samson Onikpinla. Yes, so you need your PVC and it will eventually come. That is, the good thing is that the process was done and so it's just for you to keep your fingers crossed, and eventually INEC says it will come. We have a break shortly. I'm going to go straight for that break, and in a minute or two we'll be back and I can take your calls. And there's still the third story, which has to do with new guidelines for online platforms. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. Make sure you engage us on all our platforms, and I come back, we'll take all of your information. Please stay with us on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
is the Big Three.
The Big Three on the Hard Facts
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The headline news on 99.3.
All right, got to wait for the headlines at the top of the hour. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Aogo Obu, and it's a Big Three. And we have quite a number of stories. You know that today is the World Blood Donor Day. You're saving lives. Quite a number of people haven't donated in a while, and awareness, a lack of awareness, a huge problem. A caller asked, where can I go and donate blood? You can go to any primary health care center. A hospital around you and simply say, I would like to donate blood. And they'll take a sample to screen first and find out if they're on the PCV, which is the percentage of blood you have volume. And then if it meets the required standard, then you'll be told that you're fit for purpose. So it's a great thing. We've tried this morning to dispel a lot of myths about blood donation, and several of those myths, I hope that it's been cleared off your minds to think that if you donated blood, you're going to drop dead in the next minute. No, you won't. You've got more than enough, and you should do this once in three, four months. But usually you're asked before you're told when was the last time. And it's a great experience to know that you're helping to save lives. And the political parties will I say in the corner? But yes, maybe in the corner, because they have to make a choice on who their vice presidential candidates or running mates will be. They've got not time on their hands. A lot of meetings happening behind the closed doors. And this one is a great story. Talk about this and get back to the phone lines. It'll be all for you to talk about any of them of the three stories. The federal government issuing new guidelines for online platforms says that the directives are embedded in the new code of practice by the National Information Technology Development Agency. And this agency's main task is developing and regulating information technology in the country. So here are some things you should know about this new code of practice for online platforms. There cannot be any demand for information from a platform or an intermediary without a valid court order requiring for such, and the court order has to specify the kind of information needed. All unlawful or harmful content should be taken down within 24 hours of demand. Each platform should exercise due diligence to ensure that no harmful content is uploaded on their site. Provide a channel for lodging complaints, and each complaint should be with a unique tracking number and how such complaint has been resolved with sufficient information. Provide clear terms of service in simple language that can be understood and how its services can be assessed and used. Preserve information on content taken down and number of users that are no longer registered with the platform for some time. Large platforms must be registered in Nigeria and have a physical office and a liaison officer. Many of you are aware of this one already. Every platform must invest in creating awareness on misinformation and disinformation and how credible content can be verified. Every platform must abide by Nigerian laws and not deploy or modify their platform in any way that will undermine or interfere with the application and or enforcement of the law. What do you think about this new guide? Quite a number of them you can call and ask about them if you want some clarification, but it's according to the National Information Technology Development Agency guidelines for online platforms. You think this will save you on the platforms that you found yourself sometimes harassed and wanting to get out, and you haven't been dealt with in a way you thought fair, or you think, muzzling me, I don't need any guidelines for me to work with. What are your thoughts on this third story also too? So I'm going to throw up on the phone lines and let's hear what you have to say. Don't forget on WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. Again, 0809-597-5805. WhatsApp is one of the platforms also too that is included in this guideline for online platforms. And then the number to call, 0700-993-993-993. Again, 0700-993-993-993. And then the female-only line, 01465-7190. It's the Big Three on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Hello and good afternoon. Hello and good afternoon. All right, that one's still in Eagle Square. Hello and good afternoon. Also, two still waiting for the lines to load up. I guess people are still in the holiday mood. Wake up, wake up. We're back to work. Oh, Democracy Day is over. Hello and good afternoon. All right. Let's get WhatsApp on. I'm sure that those clashing their heads online on the phone lines will resolve shortly. PDP should go for Igbo speaking Pat to pick its vice presidential candidate. I suggest any of the following: Governor Gwanyi Okowa or Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala as APC. Muslim ticket will not fly. This is from St. Francis, Agor Palace Way in Okota, he writes. Good afternoon, Nigeria Info. Collection of PVC process has commenced, or is the registration process that is about ending? I registered online, so I want to know if the collection process has started. Kindly confirm, please. Well, so what we know for the obtained time that the online registration is over, ended at on the last day of last month. The physical voter registration ends on the last day of this month also too. The cards that have been distributed, this online registration began in June last year. INEC says the cards being distributed now are the ones for those who registered successfully between June last year and November last year. The ones which are being awaited now for printing and also distribution will be from next, they say before the by the end of this month, will be from December to February, and then the final batch will be from March until June, and that will happen before the end of the year. So that's the information I have on that one, sir. The one in Delta State says I have options. It's different. I did my PVC in Delta. Will you be traveling to Delta, or are you going to do a transfer? He says I will travel to Delta State to vote for my party that don't have structure. Win or lose, provided I voted for my candidate, I will be happy. Thank you very much, sir, for making the sacrifice to go to Delta for your voting. Ben says, I donate twice every year, on my birthday and my son's. That's April and October. That's my little way of saving lives. Thank you very much, sir, for your great humanitarian work, Ben. And then I'll take this last one on WhatsApp.
Hello, good afternoon.
Okay, hello? So let's hear you. Hello and good afternoon.
Chaku Maku.
Hey, Makushi.
I want to tell you bitter truth.
Tell me. By the way, who is calling?
Comrade Koboko.
Comrade Koboko, go ahead, please.
I'm representing Igbo youth in Ota and Alaba and Larebo. We don't need vice president. Are you hearing me?
Say again, you don't need what?
We don't need vice president, sir.
Oh, okay.
We need president. We need president.
Hmm.
And Igbo man need industrialization, reintegration, reconstruction, and rehabilitation. Mm. A fair play to do business. That's why we don't need the vice president slot. Any Igbo man that wants to candidate with PDP is for his own political and selfish interest.
Mm.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Now, if Edoha, my maternal father, go to PDP and become, how will he give me 5 million naira to buy one machine to employ more 20 Nigerian workers? No, I'm second, I want to give you assignment. If you close for work,
yes,
drink one wine, calculate what we had to have as a vice president going to do for me as a woman. I'm giving you assignment now. So if you synergize, if you reason, if you calculate one way, you're gonna say it's a trickle head.
All right.
And Osibanjo, February 2016 worked when Buhari came back after mid-country. Then Osibanjo working again. I beg, I need to industrialize and integration of people.
All
we
right.
don't need vice president slot.
Right.
Anybody who tells you that we need vice president, he's a big liar.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much, Comrade Koboko. You said you gave me an assignment and you've already answered the question. You said that it wouldn't matter at the end of the day. I was going to do the assignment you sent me to go and do, Comrade Koboko. But thank you also for having dealt with the assignment. Let's get back to the phone lines and hear what you have to say. Hello and good afternoon. All right, that one panicked and ran away. Hello and good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, sir.
All right, kindly turn up down the device you're listening with.
My name is Benson. I'm calling for Ojo Barracks.
Benson from Ojo Barracks. Are you a soldier?
No, I'm a soldier. I'm only living there.
Why are you living in the barracks when you're not a soldier?
No, I live with my son.
Ah, okay. Your son is in the army. All right, go ahead, Benson. Just kidding.
Yeah. I want to ask you something. Because of Sandra, is she no more there?
She's there. She's on vacation. She'll be in by Thursday. That's in 2 days' time.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Right. We are doing fine.
Right.
I'm going to go help all of you. Just
here. Amen. Thank you very much, Benson. I thought Benson was going to give us some military information. Sebastian is calling us from... great to have you join us, Sebastian. Where are you calling us from?
Yeah, from Benue State.
From Benue State. Where in Benue State are you calling from?
Yeah, in Kwane Lokago, I'm a Jatuaka.
Aha. Go ahead.
I want to comment for this Igbo vice president.
Right.
What I want to advise Igbo people that if PDP agree to give them vice president, they should call it. But if they refuse, I'm telling you, 2023, they will still go empty-handed. Because that Peter will be that they are saying about, I'm one of the person that among our people that supporting Peter will be before. But you know, politics in Nigeria is not that you can come up with new political party today and you will win president. If president in Nigeria here is not just something that House Assembly like that. Before you will pick the ticket and you will win the election, you will make sure that your party have structure. I'm telling you, you say before Tinubu
fantastic.
Pick ticket.
Fantastic, Sebastian. Before I let
hello,
you go.
Sir. Hello, sir. Before you say Tinubu was picking the ticket in APC, Tinubu worked very well. Tinubu has flames with some other state.
Let me ask you a question, Sebastian, before I let you off the phone line. How long have you been in Benue State?
I was involved in Benue for a long time now.
So you're a fantastic man on the ground if I ask you the question. So when you say structure, if I ask you a question about Peter Obi, for example, would you say people know him in terms of percentages in Benue State from your interactions with people there? How many percentage will you say people know Peter Obi in Benue State? Yeah, I said in Benue State, in terms of whether people know Peter Obi in Benue State, what's the percentage you would give him if I said give a percentage?
Sir, I'm telling you, I can't say because in Benue State, the Labour Party say Peter Obi cannot go anywhere in Benue State. Yes. What people believe with APC, PDP in Benue, because you see in Benue State, Tinubu was half many friends. Yoja Kuma is a tight friend to Tinubu. When you call a Benue here, Atiku, with all these Siswa, all these Governor Samuel, all those even National Chairman of PDP was a friend to Tinubu. It's not today. They have made friendship here. So it's not that you will just come up today and you will make sure that you can win presidential
election. All right. Thank you very much, Sebastian. I hope we can get Sebastian in some months' time again and ask him how popular the other candidates, not just Peter Obi, are in Benue State and the other states in the Middle Belt. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Big Three, and we're having a great conversation here. To the extent we have callers all the way from Benue State and outside Lagos jumping on the conversation. Your app keeps closing by itself. It's tiring. So I don't know if you... So do this for me, the one who sent the information that he has 6 gig RAM, internet speed, 15 megabytes per second. Oh, my goodness. Can you delete the app and then reinstall it and send us a message again? You know, I don't have your name yet. Send me a message again saying whether you experienced listening to the... Nigeria Inform, the app has improved. I would really love to have your feedback. So I've started your message here. So delete the app and then reinstall it from the store you got it, and then tell us whether the experience has been seamless. On WhatsApp, Tunde from Agbara says that, do you think this ruling party will allow free and fair election? Be honest to yourself and answer your listeners. I think it's not about the ruling party being free and fair. I think that over the years, if you follow discussions we've had around Democracy Day, INEC has indeed improved from the years of 1999. Do you remember the Umaru Erodo election where Erodo had said, this election that brought me in did not meet local standards. He said it wasn't free, it wasn't fair, and he was embarrassed that it was the process that had brought him. From that time till now, you judge yourself what sort of improvements INEC has made to the process. Now, for example, when the Ekiti election will happen, we'll have the opportunity to see the results in real time. We'll go to a viewing portal online and be our own collation officers separate from INEC. And we've seen this process play out in elections in Edo State. We saw it play out in Ondo State. So I think that you should also be fair and ask yourself whether the process of the collation, what it was in 1999 and where it is today, whether there is any much influence by the political parties in changing the results like they used to do in the past, where they used to write results on the sheets. Wike can't be vice president unless he's ready to avail us of the billions already missing. Fetcher is laughing. This is from Chike in Akute. Good you said allegedly, huh? We'd like to know how much has been missing in River State. Jide from Mushin says, this is not for us. Where's Sandra? Sandra has gone to the moon. She'll be back on Thursday. I support what Ambassador Koboko says. Igbos don't need vice president, rather president. Enough is enough. Marcel from Ikotun, we hear you. This is Ifan Yobi. I began donating since 2007. I advise everyone to get involved. The feeling is great, and I agree with you. Every time I donate blood, I feel really great. It's as if I've just, I don't know how it happens, but I get what you say, Ifan, about the feeling being great. I want the most committed voluntary blood donor in Lagos in 2008, he writes further and then says, the feeling that you are saving someone's life, you're also feeling well about yourself because you cannot donate if you are not fit. Thank you very much. Someone said, I just did that. Adeyinka from Lekki. Okay, good. So do it again and let's see whether the experience is great, Adeyinka, about the info app. So I read this last message before I get back to the phone line. The phone guy is already buzzing me. Someone said, please read this and help me cry. I don't want to cry for any politician, Lucky from Ikorodu. During when I'm off, because I see you sent a link, I'll read it and then... maybe I'll cry some tears for Argentina, not Nigeria. Let's get back to the phone lines. Hello and good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Great to have you join us. What's your name, please, and where are you calling?
My name is Pius. I'm calling you from Ejigbo.
All right, Pius, go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. Hey, sir, I want to ask one question, please, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is our vote, is it going to count?
Of course it will count now.
Is our vote going to count?
Please, count too.
Let's forget about Labour Party PDP. We youth know what to do. We are ready for the Labour Party. Okay. I ready for P2B. I get my PBC for long ago, but I didn't vote. But this time around, I'm going to vote.
Thank you very much.
If I vote to go to camp, let's forget about those parties. We are ready for P2B.
All right. Thank you for being a repentant Nigerian voter who has his PVC and will vote, having not voted, despite having the voter card in previous polls. So please do that. Shakumaku, Makushi to you. The press should help us tell INEC to make the registration closer to the people. If they can have a standpoint in every public primary and secondary school in Nigeria, it will make registration very fast, easy, and convenient for the voters. Miulensky from Akute, and they're all taking in those information and just talk. You know, when we had Ayobe on Newsroom, you know, she was pointing us the fact that INEC got 90 days before the close of to stop the process. We still have some time, so why the hurry in the process? I'm sure when INEC looks at the data it's getting from the field, we hope and pray that it does extend, but not to say because INEC may extend that we shouldn't do the right thing. We have to go and make sure that we make the right sacrifices and get to the polling, the registration point, physical registration point, and register. Kingsley, I see you from Ikorodu. Is it Kingsley?
Yes. Shaku Maku.
Hey, Makushi. Yes. Great to have you join us, sir.
Do you know what I did? I have to go and check the minutes. And I found out that you are the son of your father. Yeah.
All right, Kingsley. Good afternoon. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, you're doing a good job. I love the way you people are choosing us this afternoon.
Talk to us, Kingsley.
Why are we looking for negotiation now? We are good. I think you are getting me. We don't need a slot for any negotiation. We the youth are ready for them. If our vote is going to count, let's go to the battlefield and see what will happen. I am not a fan of give me this and give me that. If you are anywhere from moon or from sun, and you're going to give me a result, I am good to go. If I check my profile, I know who I'm going to vote for.
All right.
I'm going for that. I am not going because APC or PDP level, even if other parties. We are just looking at these two parties. We are going to see a youth revolution on voters that day. You see what will happen. If you look at France, when Emmanuel Macron was forming a party, nobody gave him the chance. I think, the way you put it, you can see people sitting in the beer parlor, sitting somewhere and telling you that this and that, their vote are not going to come. But today, look at the jingle everywhere. Get your PVC. Do you think it's ordinary?
Right. Thank you very much, Kingsley, and I love the analysis there. And a lot of people want the votes to count, not just by sitting down and folding their arms akimbo, but they want to go out and vote in the process. We're taking. I think we can spare time for one or two more calls. Hello and good afternoon.
Hello.
Great to have you join us on 99.3 Nigeria Info. What's your name, please? Yes.
Good afternoon, my name is Edwin.
Edwin, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lekki right now.
Oh, please go ahead, Edwin.
Yes, I want to say about people calling Peter Obi. Election, there's a man who called you from Benue right just now.
Yes, yes.
I myself am from Benue. I have boundary with Enugu State. There's a local government I went in Enugu last 2 weeks. I asked people about Obi. They say, No. People are just calling. We are in Lagos here listening to info. We are calling Obi up and down. See, politics in Nigeria is not by just, it's not a key job. You can have your PVC, yes, you vote in Lagos here. Even in Lagos, do you know that I'm telling you right now, in Enugu and Anambra, Obi will not take a vote there.
All right. Thank you very much. And your point is observed. And I guess everyone also has their opinion on how this will go. But there's a lot of work to do. I guess that's the bottom line you make there. Igwe Victor, your last call on the Big Three. Let's hear what you have to say. Igwe Victor, calling from where are you calling from, Igwe Victor?
Okay, Maku Shaku.
Hey, Shaku Maku, Maku Shaku. Go ahead, please.
I come from Ochodu.
Right, it's all okay.
Yeah, everywhere is okay, cool, calm, collected.
Okay.
When you see people talking about structure or no structure, you see the enemies of the people talking. This is how we try to run down Jonathan when it was around political time in 2015. You see people using tribal sentiment to vote. Now everybody is carrying the brunt. Now, the only solution, though I don't believe in Nigerian politics based on the election, because most people have been saying the vote will not count, which is definitely, it will not count. The truth is, looking at what is happening, nobody sees the two major political parties as an option. And that is why people are cream at the back of this man. Then what I want to tell Nigerians is, because of that hatred they have on Igbos, it might not really go down well, the same way we are suffering the other time because Jonathan won an election. The youth are coming up with this mantra for revolution, which they see as the option to redeem Nigeria. The truth is, when you see people talking about their nonsense structure, it's just because they want to make sure, sometimes they, before they will tell that Igbos don't know how to play politics. They like putting all their eggs in one basket. Now, people be saw what was happening because of his are you still with me?
Yeah, with you. But you have to do this very quickly because we need to
very
go.
Very quickly because he's very close to four. he realized that the kind of politics that he's played in Nigeria, he cannot match money for money based on how people have looted money that we are sharing money. He decided to leave the two major political parties and decided to go for an option.
All right, sorry about that. You knew it was getting before you still kept talking. But Igwe Victor, thank you very much. And the conversation for the other options beyond the APC PDP will continue at 5 when we have the ADC's candidate come in and talk with us. But thank you very much. Something Igwe Victor was going to quickly clarify. Nigerians don't hate the Igbos. I guess human in a certain way, but I don't think it's right. We love every tribe irrespective of who and where they're from. Let's go on the break on 99.3 Nigeria Info.